You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Stephen Prattley, digital marketing consultant at Visibly Better Marketing that helps businesses to grow and increase profits with automated email campaigns. Certainly looking forward to hearing this information, and Stephen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Glad to be here.
And you're more than welcome. It's certainly good to have you with us, Stephen. So tell us who you are and a quick rundown on how you help your clients.
Okay, Eric. So like you said, I'm a digital marketing consultant. The firm's called Visibly Better Marketing. And we help our clients to create more consistent and persistent marketing campaigns using automated email marketing. So we cover quite a range of customers, but mostly customers who are in the education sector and publishing. We're really strong in those areas. And right at the moment, the majority of those are in the UK, but we have clients abroad in South Africa, in Israel, and in the States as well. So, you know, quite a wide spread of clients we've got at the moment.
Sounds good. And so tell us, how did you arrive at this way of working and chose this as a career?
Okay, so I've been doing email marketing for a long time. The first campaigns I did were in the mid-90s, and I worked for some of the email marketing providers, some of the software providers that companies would use doing this in the late 90s and early 2000s. And through most of that time, I was running the kind of batch up and blast email newsletters that most companies do. And it came to a crunch in about 2001, 2002. I was working with a fashion company called ASOS, which is it's one of the biggest online fashion companies in the UK now. But back then, they were a relatively fledgling startup selling kind of clothes from movie memorabilia. So anything from, you know, the long trench coats from The Matrix through to little hair clips that Buffy the Vampire Slayer would have worn. And we took over their email marketing. And we put their list on our servers, designed the first campaigns and sent them out. And it was really successful. In fact, it was too successful, and they got so much traffic that it crashed the rather primitive servers that they had in those days. And when we got them back up again, things worked, and they made a lot of sales out of that. And that put a load of other strain on the business. So they were selling out of products. They were over capacity in the warehouse. They had to pull in additional temporary staff. They ran out of stock so that people that were coming back later, the store looked almost empty. And although it looked, you know, the numbers were great in the short term, it was putting some big peaks and troughs on the business. And we thought, you know, there really should be a better way of doing this. Now, the outfit that I was working for at the time, the software we were running, which is now long gone, I'm afraid, a company called E2 Communications, they had a technology called adaptive sequence messaging, which is an early forerunner of the automated email campaigns we do now. And what that allowed us to do was to send out emails just one at a time as people filled in opt-in forms or clicked on emails, and to get a response to them that was more like an individual. And we put this in place for a whole load of clients and really smoothed out so much demand that they could keep on top of their business and wouldn't have these big peaks and troughs. So that was the kind of first inkling I had that this was a better way to run things than just kind of big campaign-driven marketing all the time that put these big pressures on the business.
So, Stephen, what proof have you gotten so far that your method of marketing is working?
Okay, well, we worked on those things with ASOS, and they still put those things in place. Now, one of the biggest successes that I had was a loyalty campaign that I used to run all the customer marketing for. And it's a company called iPoints, which has now been acquired by a French business called Maximals, and I'll get to that in a moment. But iPoints was a It was a multi-partner loyalty campaign. So not the kind of loyalty card that you might get from maybe Target or an individual store, but one of these ones where you're collecting points across a range of different customers. And these are all online businesses. And I was in charge of recruiting about 50,000 new members into this loyalty campaign each month. And when they joined up, they would start getting emails from a whole barrage of different companies. So there were music and DVD businesses, there were finance businesses, there was a surveys company, there were people selling electronics and tech. And it was a bit of a kind of tidal wave of emails that they'd get without really understanding what the relevance of each one was. So, and we'd lose a lot of customers like that. So we put in a really simple little automated campaign. So each customer that signed up, that lasted over about 3 or 4 days, that explained the point scheme, told them how they could earn points and how they could get their first rewards back. And we also managed to gather a lot of data through what they clicked on in those first emails that said what they were really interested in. So whether they were interested in earning points on shopping, whether they wanted to earn it on competitions or filling out, you know, participating in survey panels, lots of different stuff. And we put that in place, and we tested a few different versions of the messages as well. And within the first year, we put 20% on our average member earnings. So that took the business from being a break-even business to one that was really quite profitable. And the end of that story is that the following year, the business was sold for 20 times the business profits and made a handful of millionaires. So, you know, that really made a big success of that business. And it was really just 4 or 5 emails that we put in to welcome people in, tell them about the business a bit more, ease them in so that they trusted us before they started getting more kind of sales orientated messages. You know, and that was a huge success for everyone involved. And we've carried on doing, you know, your mileage may vary, but we've done campaigns with similar kind of results with a, you know, a quite wide range of industries since then.
Certainly, it appears that it is certainly working and is successful today. We're joined by Stephen Prattley, digital marketing consultant at Visibly Better Marketing, that helps businesses to grow and increase profits with automated email campaigns here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Stephen, what types of businesses does this work best for?
Well, the first kinds are really for businesses with quite long sales cycles, where you need to keep in touch with people and build up trust with them. So companies doing things like home improvements. We've done campaigns for people that build conservatories and pool houses. It works for companies where there's a degree of education that your customer needs in order to buy from you. So, high spec, hi-fi units or high technology. It works where you need to develop trust. So personal services, we've had cleaning companies use these kind of things because they need to, you know, they want to get you familiar with them and their staff before they come into your home. And for people who are emailing their existing customers, it works really well to move a customer from that first purchase to repeat purchases. So magazines or personal trainers that want to get people on a long-term plan. It's not really for one-off impulse purchases. And it does get more complicated in business-to-business sales where there's lots of decision makers, but it is possible. So I think those are probably the best ones. The long sales cycles, trust, education, those kind of aspects to your sales cycle means that it's probably something worth trying.
And I would think so as well. Stephen, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I think one tip, if anybody's listening to this, is a lot of people talk about marketing automation as part of the marketing and sales process. But I think the quickest win is companies who have started with their existing customers. So, and we do this. So after each sale or support request, we just make sure every customer gets an email asking how you did and if they prefer you. There's a thing called the Net Promoter Score question, if you want to Google that and find out more about how to ask that survey question. So you get a score out of 10. And if your score is low, then, you know, you can get in touch with your customer and fix up any problems. Don't avoid emailing customers who you know you haven't necessarily serviced that well. Use that to try and repair the relationship. But if it's high, if people come back and say, yes, you did really well, you're a business that we'd recommend, you can find some really good referrers and testimonials in that and add that into your marketing, and it makes the rest of your marketing so much more powerful. So if you have an existing customer base, I would say, you know, make sure that you're following up after a sale or after any contact with them, and just make sure that that happens. And the automated tools can make sure that that actually, you know, that those follow-ups actually get done.
Stephen, great information, and certainly appreciate your joining us. I've always been a fan of email automated marketing, so this is certainly an interest, personal interest for me. Tell us, where can folks get more information about Visibly Better Marketing online?
Okay, so our main business website is at visiblybetter.net, and that's where we have the information on our agency services. But we know we can't help everyone, so we've also created an educational and community site at automaticbusiness.net, where we've got a blog, a Facebook discussion group, and some training materials for people who want to find out more. So if your listeners go to automaticbusiness.net/EPN and put in their email address, they'll get an extra ebook with the 5 campaigns that we recommend that businesses put in place for the maximum effect. So, and that's just for your listeners. So that's at automaticbusiness.net/EPN.
Stephen, thanks for that. And once again, we certainly do appreciate your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Wishing you all the best.
Thanks very much, Eric. You have a great day.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Stephen Prattley, digital marketing consultant at Visibly Better Marketing, that helps businesses to grow and increase profits with automated email campaigns. And the main website is visiblybetter.net. And for more information on your automatic business, visit automaticbusiness.net/EPN. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.